thanks so much.
Hey Herb.
How are you?
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call our meeting to order. It is December the 5th, 2017. The Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee has been called to order. Mayor, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Berkey. Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Full attendance. Thank you. Everyone was emailed electronically the November 9th, 2017 minutes.
I'll make a motion for acceptance.
If there's no additions, deletions, or corrections, thank you, legislators. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Resolutions for our December 6, 2017 special legislative session. Resolution number 444, approving the assignment and assumption of the Hudson Valley LLC pilot agreement to 300 Grant Avenue. Just so everyone knows, that is the head trauma center. It is in the process of being sold. They do intend to close on the day after our meeting tomorrow, so on Thursday. They do want to close the transaction. That is approximately a 380-bed special brain injury center. It employs approximately 400 people, and as per the new owners, there is no other facility like this in the state of New York. So, question, Legislator Rodriguez. Is there a motion?
I was going to say, I'll move it so we can get this going.
Very good.
And I'll second it.
I like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Rodriguez.
So, Mr. Chair, I understand and appreciate everything that you just said. In addition, as you know well, that we actually invested $108 in this particular project. So this has very much been a, yes, $108. I saw your reaction. That's how desperate we were for funding and, you know, actually qualified. The only thing I was going to say is this. I completely plan on voting for this, but it does cause the eyebrow to be raised that as we have these facilities bought or sold, that the pilot agreements sort of go with them, and somehow it's as if it's almost like a selling point, you know, within the whole assets of the deal. I don't mind when it's, again, a facility like this where, you know, these jobs are invaluable to our community. But, you know, it is a thing that going forward I plan on taking a harder look at as to when we actually have a building or a business being sold and we're transferring over a pilot agreement. Well, you're transferring over a pilot agreement, and what are we actually getting? Now, in this case, we know they've got to maintain a certain level of staffing, a certain number of jobs, and a certain level of quality. And I'm assuming that that will be the case, that they will maintain or exceed the quality that was done by the Head Trauma Center previously.
Mm-hmm. Legislator Rodriguez, if you would just take that document you have in your hand and flip it over. Just turn it over. There is the schedule of the payments. As you can see, we're approaching the proverbial red zone where we are getting onto the stake on the plate. And the county, the town, and the school district offered very, very favorable terms 18 years ago. We are now getting into where that money is going to be more productive for the three taxing jurisdictions. So, is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Let's see. Resolution number 487, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Tyler Technologies, Inc., Information Services. Mr. De Leon, please a brief description.
So this details the civil service system that we use to support many of the applications the Sheriff Department uses, and then also the encompasses the transition from our public safety system to a new public safety system.
Okay.
So what you see there is in Schedule B, It's broken out by, you know, the civil service component, but also going into next year, mid-next year's timeframe, the transition to the public safety. So the public safety is due as a timeline for end of December to go online. So that's essentially why you see there's a no cost for systems up until, you know, January of next year for civil service, July of next year for the public safety. And then you see in item two, or number two, where the costs actually kick in for those respective systems.
Okay. Legislator Rodriguez, if you want to move it, I'm sure.
I'll move it for discussion purposes.
Legislator Litz, a second. Are there any questions? Any questions or further for Mr. De Leon? Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So before I begin, Joe, Dennis has a broken plotter, so I don't know if you can maybe help to fix that. Just FYI, because apparently he can't do anything in his department. Secondly, and again, this is just unfortunately, you stick around long enough, I want to make sure that this is also not, Mr. Chair, the software package that Joe's predecessor was working on, where we actually had the two systems. Mary Beth, I know you remember because you were the one who actually understood what I was trying to get at, in terms of we actually had two systems, almost kind of one being developed and one that we were using, and as to whether or not when we were going to be transitioning over from one to the other. That's not this, right?
I'm not quite sure which one you might be.
I'm trying to remember the name.
There is going to be some overlap with this. So, as you see in the number two, in Schedule B, number two, with the enterprise, which is the public safety system, it goes. We start paying in July, the end of July, essentially August, for the software and the licenses. And we're not going to transition right now, scheduled until end of December. So there's going to be some overlap. That's to ensure that, you know, that one system, as we start to get it up and running, that we don't lose the functionality. That old system's still going to need to be maintained because we have to go back, stop what we're doing, go back. Now the civil service component, that is something that, so we are live right now with that.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the part that I was curious about. It was on the public safety side. Yeah, no, and again, unfortunately, well, your predecessor, or maybe fortunately, your predecessor's not here, so I can't go and
to answer your question
to get that answered. But,
there will be overlap for both systems for a few months.
Any other questions for Mr. De Leon? Hearing none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 489, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Cubic Inc., Department of Tourism. Is there a motion? What did I do?
Sorry,
my apologies. Resolution number 488, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Continuum Systems. Mr. De Leon.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
All right, so
Mr. De Leon, a brief description?
Yes. So this is for our on-base utility fund. This is a file indexing, content management, and storage application that goes across the spectrum of many different departments within the county. Our finance, it's tied to our finance system. It's tied to DPW, Buildings and Grounds, for their images, for plans and whatnot, and then also our personnel department for forms, and also the county clerk. So it's used extensively throughout the county for many different applications, which is why we've used it since 2010 is when we started it. And just in my research, I think there's even opportunity to use it more. More functionality that's maybe untapped potential for it. So I do see it as a multiplier of sorts for, you know, many different departments throughout the county. And right now there is not a plan to look at a different application because it's so embedded and tied and works well with all the various systems that we have throughout the county.
Any questions for Mr. De Leon? Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. So, Joe, just out of straight curiosity, it looks like this contract's from 2010, is that right?
Yes, correct.
All right, so we've been using, it's Amendment 13, so I imagine at this point we've just been using it for, I mean, so at what point are we, I realize right now you've now done an evaluation, you think we should probably use it more, but at what point do we begin to, like, examine changing up some of these programs or RFPing for different services?
So as we look at, like I said, it's tied, many different applications that are used throughout the different departments. So as we look at, you know, changing those to or doing RFPs for various other systems, then we would look at, you know, does this then have a, does it still provide, you know, the services that we need? You know, it's, I mean, like I said, it's tied to so many systems.
I mean, I'm not trying to say that we should be upgrading every bloody program, and at a certain level, yes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but I'm just asking, just in principle, at what point are you kind of like taking that holistic look? Because right now, you've come before us now for a couple months with sort of projects or programs that you've inherited, you know? And so I'm just kind of just trying to figure out at what point are we going to start to actually kind of get your sort of analysis of what, where we should be, as well as, of course, those things that we should be, you know, be moving, gravitating away from.
Right. This is not one of those. This is something, like I said, is tied, you know, is embedded.
No, I understand that. But,
but you know, I am taking a look at, you know, things that are redundant. Things that, you know, don't provide us greater flexibility, you know, more cloud-enabled, you know, strategies to, you know, sunset some of our older legacy systems. So, I mean, those are things that I am, the department and myself, we are looking at. You know, I'd be happy to have, you know, a more in-depth conversation with you and anybody else here that would like to.
Well, maybe the coming term, that may be one of the things that you may want to have for the committee going forward. And seriously, can you actually fix his plotter? Because it's really beginning
to. There should be a maintenance plan.
Okay.
You're through, Hector?
I am.
Very good. Any other questions for Mr. DeLeon? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Approving the execution number 489 of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county for Cubic Inc., Department of Tourism. Mr. Remsnyder, how are you tonight?
Great, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Brief description for us, please.
Yes, it's the second year now that we'll be moving using Cubic, and I actually brought some samples. If I could, I know you have a pretty full agenda.
No, you can take a minute. I'd love to see them.
And you each have a packet that describes our program this year and going forward, what we plan to do, and some of the numbers, which I'm happy to report are very good. But let me show you some of the work that I think it's outstanding work that Cubic has done. These are some of our ads that have run and will continue, magazine ads, and will continue to run. This is obviously Summer Sun. Seek for yourself is our new message. And basically we're asking visitors and tourists to come and experience themselves all the great things that we have to offer in Ulster County. That's one. I love this one for winter wonder. Skiers. Whoops, thank you, sir.
That's nice.
Hope people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And this one we're getting a great feedback.
Oh, that's cool.
The gumps.
Wow.
It's just a spectacular shot. Kathy Nolan happens to be on our Tourism Advisory Board, and I think she'll attest that the Tourism Advisory Board has really helped us with this, and they really like what we've done, correct?
That's excellent.
Thank you. And this is, believe it or not, this is probably, and I'm not married, but this is still my favorite. This is Forever. And we're weddings are a huge business in Ulster County, so this is something that we're going to be using moving forward to try to get more. I mean, weddings are a huge business here in Ulster County, but we're trying to get more Diamond Mills, the Emerson. There's a number of them. Like,
I'm very surprised that there's not one of a golf course.
Yeah. I do have one, but I didn't, you know, the football season's over. So maybe in May or June.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the
And it looks like apple
I
greens.
Think Rick was being very holistic. Also, the first ad had to mention golf courses.
Yes.
At the very bottom.
So you'll see in your packet, those are our magazine ads, basically. We also, you can see some of the wonderful things we have on our website, which is on page two. These are sliders that go over the home page and rotate the events each month. So they're really beautiful. And oh yes, there is a golf one on there.
Apple green.
You can see social media. Cubic's doing a wonderful job with social media: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and they've really made a big difference. And they're working with my staff. My staff does Facebook too, and they're excellent at it. Here's some more. This is basically some more print ads, some fall ones we've had. They're beautiful ads. People in a kayak, getting like that.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just add too, if you look that. You know, all the other counties in the Hudson Valley have kind of coalesced around kind of the same messaging. And this puts us a little different and a little unique. And that's what I liked about this whole concept when we brought it to you last year. And I think we've been successful on that. And some of the work we're going to do this year, some of the video work we're going to do, I think you're going to find it. Yeah. Again, it keeps us on the kind of the different than the rest in the Hudson Valley.
As the committee well knows, we did a nationwide search, okay? And there were eight firms that bid on it. We went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, we took a chance. Not everybody loved the idea of us going outside the county, but they were head and shoulders the best firm. We had an RFP committee that agreed with us, and they have definitely been doing a great job. And the numbers in the first year, the website metrics are up. 310,000 page views in the first 9 months. Social metrics, we had a 24% increase in the page likes on Facebook. Instagram, 53% increase, and this is all as a result of the work of Cubic and our staff. Tourism spending, occupancy tax, $21 million increase in 2016. Seventh consecutive year that we've had an increase. And our occupancy tax has gone up 7 years in a row. And as of the first three quarters, record numbers. So you can see that the work that Cubic has done has contributed to our numbers increasing. And we've got some awards. We got a 2017 Telly Award, which is a national award. This is something that ESPN, Fox News, a lot of these the different organizations, news organizations, have been in competition. We got a bronze Telly Award, sort of like the Oscars of videos, and it was for golf in Ulster County.
I don't question you.
And our travel guide also got a silver award. So I'm very happy with Cubic. I think for the first year, they really hit the ground running for someone outside the area. And I think we're going to do, as Ken mentioned, we're looking to do bigger and better things of videos in 2018.
Very good.
So also travel guides, interestingly. The last 10 years, we've printed 120,000 travel guides. We had so many more requests, double international, that we are now printing an extra 20,000 travel guides to distribute. So, which is great. Love to do it. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Mr. Ramsnyder?
Just a quick one I ask every time. What kind of coordination is there between tourism and the economic development work, which also, you know, obviously there's some overlap?
Yeah, we work very closely with Suzanne Holt's office. You know, it, as a matter of fact, when they were going out to the RFP process to do something for the Ellenville Million, they came to us, Suzanne came to us and asked us about how our work was with Cubic. And so they are hiring Cubic, as far as I know, to do the Ellenville Million. And yeah, we meet monthly, and yeah, there is a close coordination.
Any other questions?
I'm glad to hear that that's now the case.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 491, designating the Ulster County Department of Tourism as the official tourism promotion agency.
Move.
Of Ulster County Department of Tourism.
Second.
I don't know if we need any discussion or explanation on that. Any questions for Mr. Remsnyder on him being a...
No questions for Mr. Remsnyder.
Very good. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 492, pledging matching funds for the I Love New York Tourism Promotion. Department of Tourism.
Move. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So carried unanimously. Resolution number 493, establishing a capital project number 513, equipment and facilities upgrade, amending the 2017 through 2022 Ulster County Capital Improvement Program, amending the 2017 Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Area Transit.
Move for discussion.
Moved and seconded.
This is funds that were given to us from New York State. It's the Public Transportation Modernization Enhancement Program. It's 100% state funds. We'll be getting a drive-through bus wash, an electronic fare collection system, informational kiosk, and repaving our parking lot.
Very good. Legislator Rodriguez.
So just a quick question, I guess, on the electronic fare collection system. So how does that work?
That works hand-in-hand with our scheduling software, so we'll be able to use fare cards, which will make it easier to utilize, like, Metro North fare cards on when we connect and transfer to buses, or the trailways, which work hand-in-hand with other transit organizations, and then it will make the count more accurate. It will lessen the errors.
I think when did we meet over there? June, July,
yeah.
Summer?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for, you got a great facility and you do a great job over there.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 495, establishing capital project number 514, purchase of the mass transit buses, amending the 2017 capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transit. Don?
Part of the funding for this is the same funding source that the New York State gave us. A 40-foot bus and a 35-foot bus will be bought with 100% state funds. The other buses listed is one 40-foot bus and three 26-foot cutaways are an FTA grant, which will be 80-10.
Okay.
Nice.
Very good. Motion and a second. So keep our public transportation moving. Motion by Legislator Mayo, second by Legislator DeLon. Any questions for Mr. Quisnell? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 497, appointing a member to the Ulster County Planning Board from the City of Kingston. And that person is John Bonavita Goldman. And you do have a resume, I believe, in your packets.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Beth moved it. Second by Legislator Rodriguez, or Berkey, excuse me.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions?
No, I want to say
no. Nope.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 498, reappointing a member to the Ulster County Planning Board, the Town of Denning. James Leverich, it's a reappointment.
No.
Moved by second. Legislator Mayo, second by Legislator Lapp. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Nays? None? Unanimous. Resolution number 499, reappointing a member and alternate to the Ulster County Planning Board from the town of Asopus. It's a reappointment, and the person is Roxanne Pecora.
No.
Moved by Legislator Mayo, second by Legislator Litz. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 500, establishing a capital project number 515, open space and recreation fund. Taliaferro Farm Conservation Easement, adopting secret negative declaration and authorizing the chairman of the legislature to execute documents. Department of Planning. It's moved by Legislator Rodriguez, seconded by Legislator DeLon. Dennis, briefly.
Sure. This is a purchase of development rights on a 32-acre farm on Plains Road in the town of Newfall. We have two other partners with respect to that, Scenic Hudson Land Trust and the town of Newfall itself. The farm would be preserved in perpetuity in the future. We have done these before with respect to using state and federal funds, and this one is essentially a split between the three of us in terms of that. We will take third-party enforcement on a conservation easement. Conservation easement has been drafted. The farmers looked at it. All the other folks have looked at it. Our attorneys have looked at it. We also have a purchase agreement as well that will be signed by the parties.
Just so I understand, you're just preserving the farming rights forever.
That's correct. The property can be sold.
But it has to be sold primarily for
agricultural purposes, and then there's a small area of the farm that's been just looked at as being actually farmstead development, so that they can actually use farmstead development on that area. But the primary purpose of the easement is essentially to preserve agricultural use of the farm. This is a CSA farm, so it actually is a community agricultural area. I believe one of our legislators actually is a member of that.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest and largest in the Hudson Valley. It's a very special easement that we're doing today.
So you're buying the development rights.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you're not banking them. You're buying.
We're buying them. Yeah. They're not being transferred anywhere else. Okay. That's correct.
All right. Motion and the moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried.
Not easy to do.
It's a long process. We've been looking at this for a long time.
Resolution number 502, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant agreement with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation for the Ashokan Rail Trail Project. Dennis, briefly. Chris, excuse me.
I'll move it.
Moved and seconded.
Sorry.
It's okay. This simply authorizes the signature on a second DEC grant. You had approved an earlier grant in April for $2.3 million from the DEC. We got another $1 million in the subsequent budget, so that this is essentially the same grant agreement with the same conditions for the same project. It came after the other one. And to date, you have approved $2.5 million from DEP, $2.3 from DEC, $330,000 as a water quality improvement program grant for DEC, and we have one more coming after this for $500,000 with New York State Parks. So again, we're just trying to get these all in line for when we go to the trail construction next year. Again, we're doing it in two phases. This is for the second phase.
Very good. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 503, establishing capital project number 479, the Ulster County Midtown Linear Park, PIN 8761.82, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, and reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation for funding engineering phase, declaring intent to act as lead agency for the CEQA process. Department of Planning. Mr.
I'll
White?
Second it.
Mr. White?
This is for the Midtown Linear Park, which is between Cornell Street and Westbrook Avenue in the Westbrook Lane in the city of Kingston. It's an area that the legislature delineated for trail development back in your resolution 488 of 2015. We went out and submitted a competitive transportation alternative program grant earlier in the year, and we were awarded $1.5 million
towards the $1.8 million project. So it's 80% federal, 20% local. What this does is simply authorizes the first phase, which is engineering design. And that would be for $165,000. Our local share would be $33,000. We would hope to, if you approve this, we would hope to have an engineering firm on by February or March and bring a contract back to you for approval. And we do have an RFQ, what we call an RFSOQ, out in the field right now to identify someone.
Any other questions for Mr. White?
Did we already vote to take the tracks up in this area?
No.
Okay.
And if I might, one of the things we're going to ask the consultant to do is look at whether or not they can be buried or not. So we'll have that as a design alternative in the federal design report.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Also, in addition, this is potentially one of the areas where we could be pulling the 1,000 feet of track, correct?
Yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. White?
I didn't see the RFQ in the packet.
We can get that to you, the RFSOQ. I'll send that to Mary.
Sure.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah. What kind of set-asides will there be for local firms? I was interested in the whole restorative justice aspect of the design and its relationship to the firm.
On federal DOT projects, the local, the federal aid local projects, you can't do a set aside, but there is an MWBE goal on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our goal for this is 18% for the design.
Construction?
For construction, I'm not sure. It's lower. I think it's 6%.
Okay.
And it varies by county, and it varies by the size of the project. But I think we're at 18 and 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Hearing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 505, recommending appointments to the Community Advisory Panel of the Olympic Regional Development Authority.
Move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Legislator Rodriguez.
At this time, I'd like to move to postpone Resolution 505. I know that...
For what reason?
We have an incoming legislator, I know, who, number one, felt that it might be useful that she'd have her time to build canvas her constituency. In addition, I don't think we actually have any resumes for these people, right? I didn't see a resume on them. Do we not have a resume?
Legislator Parity was supposed to be getting them to.
So can we then just postpone it?
What is the feeling of the board? Is there a second on that?
Why do we have to postpone it?
The two things I said that we clearly we have a new legislator coming in from that district. Number
okay.
one, so that she has the chance to be able to kind of canvass both her constituency and be able to kind of speak to these folks. In addition, we don't have the resumes for these folks, and we always ask for resumes.
But if the supervisor has handed these over, have we gotten legislators involved before?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure John Parity has previously... He's actually been on the order board.
He was on the board.
Yeah.
He still is on the board.
He still is on the board.
Okay.
He's on the board separately than...
No,
he serves as the legislator on the board, so he's...
Well, this is an advisory committee.
Right.
There's the board and then an advisory committee.
Oh, okay.
I believe under the authorizing state statute, this body picks the members from Ulster County for that board, is my understanding.
Which body?
The legislature.
Yes.
The legislature.
Then we don't have the resumes, right?
No. I don't know.
No.
Well, I think we could give it till next week to see if we get the resumes and then make a decision. I don't
postpone it for a week.
Postpone it for a week. Is there a second to Legislator Rodriguez's postponement?
Yes. Second.
Very good. Any other discussion? All those in favor of postponing, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Postponement passes. Any old business? New biz? Herb?
New business for me?
No.
He's asking for motion to adjourn.
Oh, to adjourn? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
I thought you were asking if I had new business. Said not that I know of.
I'd like to adjourn in memorial.